and Ali Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Okay, so we have an update on Naya Rivera. Remember how she lost her life? She drowned in the lake.
Oh, yeah.
She was with her son.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now her baby daddy, her ex-husband, Ryan Dorsey, has filed a lawsuit trying to get money for their son. It was all in honor of Josie, their little kid.
Oh, like and a wrongful death suit type thing?
Yeah, it was a single lawsuit against the County of Ventura, United Water Conservation District, and Parks and Recreation Management.
Wow.
Woo.
Big
that's
mouthful.
Who he filed it about. That's who he filed it. And he basically said that her son would have earned all this other money throughout his life because she had a career and
yeah.
she was making money. And so he wants all that given back to her, what she would have made for their son, not for him.
Yeah.
So it gives me chills. It's really sad thinking about that little kid.
Yeah, it
doesn't
is.
Have a mom now. And he feels like that it could have been avoided, that she wasn't given the proper things she needed, life-saving devices, all this stuff, and they were in violation of California law. That's what he's claiming.
I'm always wondering why she went by herself with a kid. Like, why anybody would go alone with a child.
See, I never thought that was weird because...
I don't think it's a gender thing at all. I think if a man went alone with a child, it would be just as weird because having one other person there just to operate the boat...
It's not, though, when you are familiar with boats. As someone who... I was married to someone whose family lived on a
yeah.
lake. And so we spent a lot of time on a lake house. And
there.
It wasn't weird for my ex-husband to take our son out alone on a boat.
Yeah.
And if I knew how to drive it properly, it wouldn't have been weird for me either. That's what I'm saying. It's one of those things where if you're in that, if you're a boater or you know what you're doing.
If you're in it all the time, always driving around.
I don't think it's weird to take your kid alone on a boat, just like dads would take their sons fishing. Even
yeah.
moms might. It's not weird when you see that. But it felt like weird to people, I think, because it was a pontoon on a, even though it was a man-made lake, this big lake. But I just don't see it that way as someone who spent time on lakes. I'm like, no, if you know what you're doing, you should be able to take a kid alone on a boat. It's like any other... I would trust you to take anyone skydiving, and that could kill you.
Fair,
but you
yeah.
know what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Your experience. Now, look, he's saying that the boat wasn't even equipped with any flotation or life-saving devices. That's what he's saying, and it was all in violation of California
law. Did she just rent it randomly?
Yeah.
Did she regularly?
She rented a boat there before. It wasn't like the first time she had rented a boat there.
That is weird.
That's why all of it is so jacked up.
Well, knowing all that she has, like, she's familiar with boats and she's nautical herself and everything makes sense.
I would take my kids swimming. I would take them in the ocean alone. I wouldn't be afraid to take one of my kids, but that could be considered dangerous.
Right, but if you told me to take Owen out on Lake Michigan in a pontoon boat by myself, no way. Hell no.
Hell no.
No, see?
Hell no.
See?
But you don't know anything about boats.
Sure.
That's my point.
Sure, I know how to swim.
True. But so did Naya Rivera.
Fair.
It's sad. It's a horrible story, and we'll see what happens with the lawsuit. But her ex has now filed in honor of their son a lawsuit.
By the way, if you're looking for the Kissmas keyword, we'll do it at 7:10 this morning
yes.
and get you an iPad. Just be here at 7:10. Enter the keyword. You win an iPad. It's really that easy.
I'm like really jealous of our winners. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking, I really want an iPad.
Unfortunately, we are ineligible, Allie.
Yeah, I know.
Ineligible.
I know. It's like working at the gas station and selling lottery tickets. You're
like,
damn it.
I'm going to get off. When I get off work, I'm going to go buy some lottery
right.
tickets.
At the other gas station.
We should go listen to other radio stations and win their prizes.
That's actually funny. But I'd be so damn bored listening to them because they suck.
I did that with one of the radio stations in town. I called and won a prize and never picked it up. That radio station doesn't exist anymore.
This is like how radio people prank each other. But
yes.
anyway, where were we?
It was a legit win. And
oh,
I even
God.
Knew the person that I was winning with.
You were like, hey, Harv, it's Riggs. I'm the winner today, huh? Okay. So
I shouldn't have done
what
that.
Happened last night?
So last night, well, we work a lot with Rogers Behavioral because they do a lot of good stuff for mental health.
Yes.
They're actually one of the sponsors of my podcast, Riggs Off the Radio, where I do a lot of mental health talk as well.
For men, and everyone.
And last night they wanted to do a Facebook Live where I talked with a doctor from Rogers, who's a psychologist who's out of Florida, and another woman who works with Rogers that's high in like community development who works here in Pewaukee. And we just had a discussion about managing our mental health heading into like holiday season during a pandemic, because on the front end of this pandemic, mm-hmm. we had spring and we had warm weather to look forward to.
Right.
And we were like, yeah, this sucks. We're locked down. We got to kind of stay in. But, you know,
but then
nice weather.
Up,
yeah,
and you
nice
could go
weather.
Outside and you felt free again.
But now we're getting to like, it's dark at what, 2:15 in the afternoon, I feel like. It gets dark so much earlier.
It does. It's depressing.
And it's cold outside. You can't
get
out
from
as
work,
much.
It's nighttime. It's time for bed, it feels like, and it's only 5.
Right.
Right.
So we talked
depressing.
A lot about like seasonal affective disorder and how that's going to hit a lot of people this year, even more so. And
right,
how you can.
They're more isolated. Yeah,
yeah. So how you can manage things like that is by still being active. Even mm-hmm. if you can still go out, walk outside. We have things like coats
right.
and jackets. So you can still go outside if it's 30 degrees. It sucks, yes.
I can't speak for everyone, but I feel super isolated. That's been my whole year. I feel really like disconnected from people, even my friends, because we would have normally been going out to dinner, going to grab drinks, going to each other's houses. We're not even doing that. You know what I mean? So it's like depressing. And I feel like even with texting, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They said that as well. It's really hard because people are getting fatigued over that. You're getting sick of
I don't want to listen, but I feel like we need to.
Like you're sick of doing Zoom calls and FaceTime calls, but you have to stick to that kind of stuff because it is that connection that you make with people that still keeps you going.
Right.
And finding things to do on your own. You don't have to do like a full-on kickboxing workout where you're dripping sweat, but just making sure that you're moving every day.
I
even if you're dancing with your kids in the living room watching a movie.
People don't realize how much movement makes you happier. I
so much
this.
More.
And it's funny because when I started dating, they'd say go on a walk. Sounds stupid. It's not, because it gets your adrenaline up. Like it gets everything. You're happy. It actually takes you to a much better place than sitting down across from someone.
Yeah.
The movement actually makes you happier.
It does. Endorphins make you happy.
And happy people don't kill people.
They don't. They just don't. They just don't.
So that's interesting. Yeah. So they said stay connected.
Stay connected,
The advice was to stay connected.
Yes, very much. Keep your brain engaged. Find things to do. If it's a puzzle, if it's reading something, if it's playing a game on a phone, playing a video game, something to keep your brain stimulated.
Every day. I'm getting sick of that. I haven't seen my family. I was just thinking about this Thanksgiving. What was the last time I saw? And then at Christmas, I saw Penny in California. Yeah. So we're at a year now almost where I haven't seen anyone. And part of me is like, this is great. Mm-hmm. But then part of me is like, this sucks, you know, like to not see people.
And I talked about kids and how to put a positive spin on it, because you can't see your family. You can't eat all the fun food. You can't, you know, hang out with all your cousins and everybody from your family you always want to. So
my kids are actually well adapted, which worries me. No, that worries me actually. I don't want them to adapt to this. That's the problem. Like they're used to the lifestyle now.
Yeah.
They're used to not. Now they don't ask me anymore, can we go to play places on the weekend? It's kind of sad. You know what I mean? They're adjusted. They don't even ask, can we go somewhere? It was like, can we go somewhere? Can we go somewhere? Can we go somewhere? For like weeks. And now finally it's like, I guess we're not going anywhere. And I'm like, no, we're not. Like, we can go to the store. We can go to a park. We can take a walk.
Yeah.
We can play with Bella in the yard. But no, we're not going to a play place with 500 kids. I'm just not.
They suggested with kids, like, creating some sort of a new tradition for the holidays, because a lot of people have, like, holiday traditions and things that they do with their families.
My new tradition is no presents.
Make it something ridiculous.
That's horrible. I'm kidding.
For kids?
So make a new tradition.
Make some sort of, like, a theme, they said. I don't know. You can make, like,
advice for adjusting to the winter this year.
Yeah, which is in managing your overall mental health. Like, give Thanksgiving a ridiculous theme this year, or do some sort of different tradition that your kids can start that you'll carry on next year when you can all be together as a family. Something for them to look forward to.
All right.
Another thing they discussed last night, these Rogers Behavioral Health, the doctors, was something called compassion resilience.
Okay.
Which I didn't know what it meant. I had to Google it before.
Compassion resilience.
Yeah. Which is basically saying that making sure that your cup is full before you help other people. Like,
well, then nobody's getting helped around here.
Right. But making sure that you're taking care of yourself.
Right.
Knowing that your friends are also hurting as well and may need to reach out. Like, you've had friends that have reached out when you're in the middle of doing things.
For sure.
And being able to say, look, I want to be able to focus on you now, and I'm doing a couple other things. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to take care
of
yourself.
I've had moments where I have been super hyper-focused on my friends because they're having breakdowns, but I've also been aware of my own breakdowns.
Right. But when you're helping your friends, make sure that you also are helping yourself as well.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
When you're new to mental health, you don't realize everyone else has been dealing with it for years.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, they're having the new freak out of how do I deal with this? How do I cope? And I'm like, oh, I've been coping with this for years. Like, it's like they're entering the mental health realm, and I don't really want them to, because who wants to have to deal with that? But welcome.
And they said,
welcome, everyone.
They suggested people that haven't dealt with mental health struggles before, reach out to someone you know that has, because they have the tools to cope.
That's right.
And help you cope, because there's a lot of people that don't know what they're dealing with right now.
Why do you think my friends call me? I'm the most screwed up, Riggs.
They do.
That's the facts. I know how to get help, okay?
The facts.
I got you, sister.
Facts on facts.
No, but I like all this advice.
Because it's all great stuff.
It's already feeling like exhausting, and now you got winter. And I got to admit, you know, if you talk to them again, you have to ask them about social media, how to deal with that, because I get real sad when I get on social media, and I get jealous, and I get angry, and I get all these feelings. It's like, I want to do that. I want to go out with 15 people. Why do you get to go out with 15 people? Like, this sucks. So you come up with new emotions now that I got nothing to do with.
Well, they said that's the yin and the yang of social media is the negative, because it feeds that, oh, I'm missing out on so many things, the FOMO almost.
Right.
But it's also a connection for people that are alone. Some people are completely isolated that don't have family.
But those people aren't posting that.
Right.
The only people posting are the ones out with 20 people.
Yes.
And then I get angry and jealous and mad.
But there's so many groups.
And I'm like, why am I at home? You're the reason I'm at home.
There's so many groups and apps and chat rooms and things like that that exist because of the internet that you can find a group that, even a group for complaining people, find a group where you can all complain about something. Somebody you can all find a commonality with.
You had me at find a group you can all complain about.
See?
Somebody texted in and said, where could you watch your Facebook Live Talk, Riggs?
Oh, it's on the
night?
Yeah, it's on the Rogers Behavioral page, but I'll post it also on my Facebook page. That's Riggs Radio, RIGGS Radio.
Well, I think it's great that you had a talk with them about everything going on and how to manage your mental health, and I'm going to go watch your Facebook Live.
So RogersBH.org is their website, and Rogers does a lot for that, and you can reach out to them as well if you feel like you're struggling or you have a friend that's struggling, all right?
That's right.
There you go. Manage your mental health. Keep your mind right. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Riggs and Allie. It's 6:55.
Morning.
Got an iPad for you to win this morning.
Nice.
7:10. Get the Kissmas keyword, all right?
I love it.
All right. So the best time to go places, the worst time to go places. I'm always curious because the grocery store will be slammed at 4:30 on a Wednesday afternoon randomly.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what?
I was there on Monday after work. I'm like, why are all these people at the grocery store at noon on a Monday? Like, what are you guys, did you not shop this weekend like me and you're making up for it right now? I don't understand.
Like, everybody's got different schedules now. We're all in different shifts, driving at different times.
This is even more helpful with COVID though, because they say less people the better, right?
Right. So,
inside places.
And Google has gone through 9 months now of Google Maps analytics and find out when places are busy, when they're least busy.
Wow.
So, like coffee shops, they say are busiest on Saturday mornings, and they're the least busiest on Tuesday afternoons if you want to go to a coffee shop.
So, make all my coffee dates on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yes.
Got it.
Going to go to the pharmacy. They're busiest on Friday afternoons. Make your plans for Monday mornings for pharmacies.
I feel like no matter when I go, because we go all the damn time, we're on so many drugs in my house, we go to the pharmacy so many times, hashtag mental health awareness, we go, that it's always a line, because now everybody's going through the drive-thru, you know?
There'll be 4 or 5 cars deep, and I'm like, here we go.
Like, oh, we got to wait for old guy Harv over there to get his pills before, his blood pressure meds, before I can get mine.
I waited so long in line, I finally got out and went in the Walgreens to pick up a prescription.
That's even worse.
And the woman was still there. Going back and forth with this old man. He had his phone. He was like holding up his phone to the window. And he was like, look here.
I swear I have insurance. Yeah.
So Monday morning to the best for pharmacies. Grocery stores. Was curious about this. Least busy also on Monday mornings. Mondays are a bad time for groceries.
See, I went. I went in the afternoon, but still.
Right. Monday mornings.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Like packed. And I was like confused. I'm like, why is everyone here? Are
earlier
more
in the
people
day?
Back to working from home again? Like, why are you all here? Like, I'm confused.
Restaurants are least busy on Tuesday afternoons, or really ever.
That's why. Well, that's why they do the Tuesday specials, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We kind of knew that why you always see the kids eat free or Tuesday this, because Tuesdays are a slow day.
Yeah. Parks are busiest usually on Saturday afternoons, like parks, public parks. Least busy early on weekday mornings, if you can plan that.
So, the only one I have an issue with is the Saturday morning coffee shop, because you cannot find a seat.
I know.
But
can't.
You know what? who are these people inside the coffee shop at 8 a.m. on a Saturday anyway?
Yeah, make your plan
who
for a
Tuesday. You?
You make your plan for a Tuesday afternoon instead.
No, you go through the drive-thru, you go home in your stuffy slippers and your sweatpants, yes, and you move on with your life.
Pop a pod in the Keurig and call it a day. Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so she's hot no matter what she's wearing. She's one of those women that has the most beautiful face. Demi Lovato shaved her head, dude. And she still looks hot. Now, I will say she only shaved the back half. It's kind of like a Halsey, so it's short in the front. It's almost like the Kate Gosselin haircut, way updated.
It's where she actually Kate Hudson looks hot. 2020 edition.
Not
yeah.
Kate Hudson, no, Kate Gosselin.
Kate Gosselin, right.
Where it's short in the front, but the whole back is shaved.
Yeah.
And of course, she looks smoking hot because she's Demi Lovato and she's got such a pretty face. It makes me so jealous.
Cool Karen cut.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she went blonde when she hosted the People's Choice Awards earlier in the week. That was a big thing. Oh, here I am blonde. And everyone was like, whoa. And then a day later, she just shaved it.
Yeah.
So she went from blonde to shaved, and here we are. But
yeah,
like I said, I think Demi Lovato looks hot, and she's got these are the women that have the prettiest faces, and they can get away with short haircuts or a bald head even.
I
would just look like a dude, you know?
I've seen some women that'll shave just the side of the head and kind of comb it over. It looks really cool. I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that, but I can't.
It takes a special person to pull it off. We are not that cool.
No, we're not.
We are not that cool.
Demi Lovato is that cool, though.
Yes.
Good for her. So Thanksgiving is a week away now.
Yep.
Looking different for a lot of people. What are you doing differently this year for Thanksgiving?
I've never had a year where I've not seen my family or done anything.
Yeah.
This is the first year where, and part of me is secretly relieved.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I had a mental health chat last night with some doctors from Rogers Behavioral, and they said a lot of people are sad that they can't be around their family.
But
how many people are actually happy they don't have to be around
the drama? I can't think of a Thanksgiving where we all flew to the same city to be together and didn't fight. I can't.
Especially,
I can't. There's always a big blow up.
Especially after a divisive election.
Yeah. Well, my family, we're all same page.
Right.
It's like a lot of families.
A lot
well,
of families
not
aren't.
A lot of families
not a
are.
Lot of families are.
I'm very lucky my parents are not 500 in their mind.
Right.
They're a young 80 or whatever. But listen, no, I'm not doing anything, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
But I can. We have a lot of people on the phone.
You can call or you can text 414-799-1037. Who's on
one? Jess is in Milwaukee today.
What up, Jess?
What up, girl?
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
How's Thanksgiving looking different for you this year?
A little different. We first confirmed that it was going to be different a couple weeks ago, even before the extended mask mandate and everything.
Yeah. Right, right.
So the family, I do have family that lives in Milwaukee, furthest away is West Bend. We've decided to not gather with the older folks. I'm just going to work for the day.
Mm-hmm.
My three kids and I are going to get together. I'll cook.
Smart.
And then my aunt who lives close by, so she's not all alone.
Yeah.
Right.
She's going to come by kind of an early evening because, what was it, dark at 3:30 at that point?
Yes. Right. Unfortunately.
I know. It was so depressing, right?
So that's early evening. It's not even late afternoon anymore.
It's pre-happy hour, which is technically the end of the day.
I was going to say, wait, I wake up and it's happy hour on Thanksgiving. I don't know.
You're actually right, sister. Go on. Yeah. So where were we? The booze will be stocked.
But aunt's going to come over and then we're going to have an outside gathering because even though she lives around the block, this whole entire quarantine and pandemic, we've been wearing masks and social distancing. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at least we're all going to be together. The kids and I'm hoping there's no big, rain or snow.
Right.
So we can put our fire pit out and sit around and have some apple cider.
Roast a pig. Start a new tradition.
Do a Thanksgiving outdoors. That's cool.
I got to say, it's interesting. I think it's smart that you're trying to isolate the older people, as sad as it is, because you don't want to do that. But what they're saying is it's not even necessarily how many people show up to your house. It's how many households is what you need to be worried about.
Multiple households.
How many households are you bringing together? Are you bringing 7 households or are you bringing 2?
From multiple states?
You can have 20 people with just 2 households.
Exactly.
Or you could have 20 people with 7 households. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you got it. So I think that's smart. You're trying to be safe and still see your family and yada, yada, yada.
It's so weird. We'll get through it. Throw down in the kitchen. It'll be fine.
No, Jess, I cannot even believe we're talking about this. Is this the weirdest? Can we just stop for a second and go, what the hell is happening?
God.
We're going to have the same conversation around Christmas, though.
I know. It's crazy.
Anyway. It was so different this year. Well, thanks so much for calling, Jess.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
You too. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Nicole is calling. She's driving from Pewaukee to school at WCTC.
What up, Nicole?
What up, girl?
How are you doing Hi. Thanksgiving differently this year, Nicole?
Well, it's the happy side. I recently got a new promotion at work, so it gives me
congrats.
Time to to spend with my daughter and my mom, because my dad works a set schedule. He works in the hospital, so okay. He works everything.
Yeah.
Every Thanksgiving. But I'm thinking of doing something different this year. I work in an assisted living memory care facility in Hartford.
Okay.
And so not a lot of my residents have been able to see family
right.
and whatnot. So I'm going to try and set up video chats and
that's cool.
bring them in a treat.
You're so kind.
That way they can still see their family virtually. And
you know what sucks?
That's going to mean a lot to them, too.
Nicole and Riggs, remember when you were kids? Well, you might not remember this, Riggs, but like when we were Girl Scouts, we would go to nursing homes
and we would take them cookies.
Yeah. Shut up, Riggs. We would take them cookies. Yeah. We would visit with them because they were lonely.
Yeah.
And that was when people could go visit.
Oh, yeah.
So think about it now. How sad. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's really nice that you're trying to do something for them.
And where was it again? You work in Hartford again? And what was it called? An assisted living place?
I work at the Waterford at Hartford.
Cool. Well, thank you for doing that. That's super nice of you.
6 years.
Yes. You go, girl.
Thank you so much for listening this morning, Nicole.
All right.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Deborah is in Whitewater on 3.
Sup, Deborah?
That's Riggs' mom's name.
Sup, Deb? Well, she's a Deborah. Debbie. Sup, Deb?
Hi.
Hey, girl.
How is Thanksgiving going to look different for you this year?
I mean, we've never celebrated Thanksgiving.
Say that again. You've never really celebrated Thanksgiving?
Traditional way, you know, when
in the traditional way. You see, you've always done it.
So her family hates each other? Is that what she's saying?
we normally do my sister's birthday at the same time, so we just have all the snacky foods out. And
okay.
It's kind of just like a big party, but
fun.
My grandparents aren't coming this year, so it's going to be a little different with all of that.
Yeah.
So it's basically just going to be a...
Who's us,
dinner.
Though?
Yeah.
Like immediate family or more? What do you mean?
Yeah, it would be my parents, my siblings, my boyfriend, and I, and that's going to be it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Immediate family.
And you're going to keep it non-traditional still with just snacks? Nothing really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't do the turkey or anything like that?
I love it.
No. No, we keep it simple.
That's great. I had never understood slaving over a hot stove in a kitchen. All day.
Well, of course you don't understand it.
Eat for 15 minutes.
You don't understand it because you never did it.
What are you talking about?
Of
course
I cooked. I'm talking about the women did it.
I know. I was
in the kitchen with the women.
Yes, you're damn right I was. That's how I know how to cook now, because I cook during Thanksgiving. That's how I know how to cook as a grown adult.
Oh, my gosh. No, I believe you, actually.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Deborah in Whitewater.
See you, Deb.
I have to warn you, on line one, it's a little girl. She's so cute. Her name's Sophia. I have no idea what she's going to say.
Oh, God.
No, don't
Hi,
say,
Sophia.
Oh, God. She sounded cute, Riggs.
Hi, Sophia. Well, she might be disguised as a sailor and start swearing. I don't know. Sophia.
Hey, Sophia.
Hi.
How
there
are
she is.
You?
Good.
Aw. What are you calling in today to say?
I'm going to do Thanksgiving with my mom.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And just her.
Oh.
Just you and your mom?
That's like me and my boys.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat pie by any chance, Sophia?
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of pie? And why isn't it pumpkin?
I like pumpkin a little bit.
Okay. A little bit. It's okay.
But what's your favorite pie? If you could have any pie in the whole world and eat it by yourself, what would it be?
Key lime.
Key lime.
Ew, yuck. No offense, Sophia. Sophia, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Oh, my gosh. You're so
a
cute.
A 10-year-old that loves key lime.
Are you in 5th grade? What grade?
I'm in 5th grade.
Where do you go to school? Let's give him a shout out.
Parkview Elementary.
What up, Parkview?
Right. What up, Parkview?
Sophia's in the house.
She's so cute. Well, and Riggs is, I won't say that with her on the phone.
What?
Your disdain for children.
I like her.
You secretly like them. That's why you're such a liar.
I like kids that aren't mine. That's the best part about them.
Hey, me too.
Right? See? Sophia, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Have fun with your mom.
You tell your mom that Riggs said you can eat a whole key lime pie by yourself.
Her mom's in the background. Shut up, Riggs.
No. That's awesome. Thanks for calling. It's looking different for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Nobody's alone in that. So Whoa. What's
that? We got a lot of texts, too. I'll look through those.
We'll read those next. You can also call us, 414-799-1037. How is a week from today? How's Thanksgiving looking
Somebody
so different
said,
to you?
I'm excited to be by myself because I won't get judged for putting bourbon in my tea.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. We're talking about Thanksgiving happening now a week away.
Holy crap.
Things are different. 414-799-1037.
Way more people staying home than not as I look at the texts. You do have the people texting in. We're doing everything normal. Everyone's getting together. Nope, nothing different, which blows my mind. But then you have people texting in things like, I have to spend Thanksgiving with my future in-laws who are all about the healthy foods. It's Thanksgiving. You need to eat like crap.
Yes.
I actually agree on that one.
It should be the one time a year when you can eat greasy fried things.
Right?
Mashed potatoes.
It's like the one day where you can gorge.
Five different slices of pie. Yes, different pies.
Somebody said, I'm having Thanksgiving with my mom. It's just going to be the two of us. Somebody else said, my family's not getting together because my mom had a heart transplant a few years ago. So we're making our items like we normally would, and then we're going to execute it, exchange them via doorstep. Huh.
Nice.
Because their mom obviously had a heart transplant.
Yeah. My grandma offered to ship family members her chocolate pies. I don't know how my grandma's going to ship chocolate pies. That's like her thing is her chocolate pies.
That would be amazing, though, if she could do that.
She was like, I can mail out chocolate pies if you guys want some. So I was like, wow, grandma's going to send out some pies.
There's got to be a way to like same day the pie.
It has to be.
Oh, that would be so good.
Pack it in some dry ice. Yeah.
I don't want to bring it down, but I'm going to read all of these. Somebody said, please stay home. I work at a hospital and it is full.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, that person I read earlier, I'm excited to be by myself because I won't get judged for putting bourbon in my tea.
Fair.
Which I agree with that.
Totally awesome.
Somebody else said, after losing both my grandma and grandpa within 3 weeks of each other, not due to COVID, I will be seeing my family. They need me just as much as I need them.
Yeah.
You never know when it'll be the last time you see someone. This is what my sisters and I have had to discuss about COVID with my sister's wedding. You go, well, it's COVID. We got to live our lives and see each other. But seeing each other could literally kill some. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you want to bring your grandparents or your parents in because you're like, but I have to see them because it's all about family, but that at the same time defeats what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, that's why it's such a hard struggle, I think, for people.
We have like my grandparents drove down to see my mom a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
They drove.
Oh, that's crazy. I would not have let them do that. I can't believe she let them do that. She wanted them to fly,
and they were like, they didn't
want to
fly.
Either. Stay the hell home. How old are they?
They are 70s.
Oh,
both of them.
God.
They're in their 70s.
Does it freak you out?
A little bit. But they were safe about it. They were safe about it. As safe as you can be.
We can all be safe.
Yes.
But we know who certain people, if it gets them, it could attack them a lot worse.
I understand.
You know?
But I just had to tell them, dude, take all your precautions, wash your hands, wear your masks everywhere you go. And they did. And that was a month ago.
Every doctor is not advised to have big get-togethers. They're saying keep it small or stay home. So I just want to put that out there because we're not doctors. And somebody texted and said, my mother's in the nursing field and doesn't believe COVID is any more than a bad cold. It's causing more fights in our family than our opposite political views.
Right.
This year, she's having her normal Thanksgiving, inviting a bunch of friends. We opted out and she isn't happy. How do people that don't believe in science get into healthcare? This is like a real question sometimes I wonder. I'm like, I'm not kidding. I wonder this now with COVID.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand that.
If you don't believe in science, where are these people in healthcare? I don't get it.
Even scientists have different opinions. Doctors have different opinions about everything.
But you could find three kooks who would say what you want them to say. But when you have a majority of doctors and scientists all saying the same thing, I don't get it. Science is considered fact because of data, right? So I don't understand why some people are like go into a science field but then don't believe
because they're looking
it.
At
I don't understand
they think
that.
They're looking at different numbers and they're seeing it from a different perspective. I don't know.
This is really me just asking and trying to have an honest conversation because I get confused.
I don't know. I don't understand. Mm. But I have to take your necessary precautions.
Do
be
you,
safe.
Boo.
Be safe
I'm
as
doing
best
me.
As you can. I'll do me too. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, this is a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day, and they're so good. I mean, they're low-calorie commercial-free hours, unlike a pie that you would eat at Thanksgiving.
Is it keto?
Uh-huh. It is keto-friendly.
Is it keto pumpkin pie.
It is keto friendly, yes. All that stuff. It's vegan.
I got to order a whole pie for next week from Chef Kayla, but I'm not going to tell her it's only for me.
You're going to eat it yourself?
Damn
good
right.
Good for you. You're a champ. Good for you.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, who's going to run for the governor of Texas? Well, the seat's up again in 2022. So if somebody wanted to run, they could.
Oh, yeah.
And so they asked Matthew McConaughey, because it's his home state. It's where he lives. It's what he loves. They said, you ever going to run for office? What about governor? You're right in the center view of people. He's been very involved. We saw him do uncomfortable conversations with a black man.
Oh, yeah.
Was great. Yeah. You saw that on social media. He's done a lot. So he said, look.
Did a whole interview with Fauci, too.
It was just him and Fauci.
Yeah,
him and Fauci. I couldn't stop watching. This is on social media if you want to see this.
I just like watching him because he's got a nice accent. Talks nice all the time like that.
It is interesting watching these people talk. But when they asked Matthew McConaughey, will you run for governor of Texas then? He said, look, politics seems to be a broken business to me right now. And when politics redefines its purpose, I could be a hell of a lot more interested. And then he said, the country just doesn't trust each other. He said, that leads to us not trusting ourselves, which if that becomes epidemic, then we've got anarchy. He said, I'm all for the individual. I think, you know, to make collective change, that the individual needs to look in the mirror every day and say, how can I be a little better today? So he's saying, until people really want to go deep within themselves, we can't move forward anyway.
Right.
Because people suck is what I take from that.
But we could use people like that, somebody that knows there needs to be change, that can create the change, because you can't just sit back and wait for someone else to do it all the time. You pick up the ball and do it on your own, you create real change.
But you got to have somebody saying the right stuff in power.
Yeah.
You know, saying, let's come together, not let's divide.
Maybe he could, though.
I don't know. Look, he said, coming out of the election right now, we got to stabilize. This country's got to stabilize first before we start to say, okay, here's how we're marching out of this together. So he's saying, until we come together, we can't march forward. We're so far apart. So that's Matthew McConaughey's take on the whole thing.
I know what party he'd run for.
Well, obviously.
Well, right, because he's all right.
I don't see him running on the right after the conversations I've seen.
All right. How do you communicate with other people on the road? Your nonverbal in-car communication. 414-799-1037.
Oh, we got some funny girls on the phone, too.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. You can go to one or two first.
Let's go to Shannon first in Tosa.
Hey, girl, how's Tosa?
What's up?
Hey. It's all right now.
Good. So what are some of the things you do on the road to communicate with other cars?
Okay, well, a lot of the times it's not really me that's doing this, but okay, so you get the people that know there's a lane that's going to end, and you're trying to keep up with traffic. They know that they need to get over, and then they start flipping you off, yelling at you, and I pretend that I have an old school movie camera, and I start cranking it with my finger as the camera lens, and I roll my hand as if we're taking take one.
Okay.
So it's kind of like when you're reeling someone in with a fishing thing, but it's a video camera.
With your middle finger?
Yeah. With your middle finger, and she's rolling it up like a jack-in-the-box. Like, ding! Right?
Yes. And it's not only prevalent in, like, where I drive, but the city I live in is the absolute worst when it comes to road rage and anger.
What? It's everywhere, man.
Wait. You called from Tosa. Is that where you live?
No. I live in Fraser.
And Franklin is where she says it.
Franklin.
The worst road rage.
We do have bad road rage in Franklin.
Well, it's the construction's fault on 76 for 10 years. What do you want?
Well, we're also locked away from anything that's really any sort of significance of civilization in Franklin.
You want to get to the freeway?
Yeah.
Drive 7 miles. Yeah. Thanks, Franklin. Have a great day.
It's the worst.
I know. Pute's road, don't try it.
No.
Angry. They like, I've
got
things
thrown
at me.
Dude, Ryan Road, Ryan. They pay too much in taxes.
Yes. Ryan Road is even worse, dude. Even worse.
Oh my God, I feel you. And that's why I was embarrassed to say I'm from Franklin, because everyone's so angry there.
Yeah. That's not just in Franklin, though, if it makes you feel better, Shannon. That's everywhere.
It's the stupid amount of money we pay in taxes, and what the tax dollars go towards is what we're pissed about.
Please, come to New Berlin. I'm there and I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm the one with the signs in the yard.
yelling at the mayor.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Shannon.
She's like the Karen, but she's the funny one.
We love you back. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? We'll go to Franklin.
Katie. Yeah, Katie. She was, I don't think Katie lives in Franklin. It sounded like she was driving through Franklin.
You won't claim it?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm driving through Franklin.
Your phone sucks. You're just driving through it, so you must be in Franklin.
Yes. She's trying to get to the freeway. She's driving her 7 miles to get to the freeway.
You have to go 7 miles to get to any freeway from Franklin. It's true. So what do you do to non-verbally communicate with other drivers, Katie?
What Allie does, I flip people off.
I hate the middle finger.
Yes. Okay, Katie, Riggs, the air, was telling me how much he can't stand it. So, of course, I was putting my middle finger in the air to antagonize him because I didn't understand why he hates it. What is your beef with the middle finger?
It's just trashy to me. It just feels like I don't have anything to say, so I'm just going to stick up a finger at you. I'm like, it just feels...
But we're
it's
in a car.
Trash. I know.
That's the only way to communicate bleep you in a car.
Then don't say bleep you. Just go on about your life.
See, I want my car horn to say curse words in Spanish. So that, people know what I'm saying.
See, that would be funny.
So hold on.
That's kind of what I want it to do.
Yeah.
Hopefully, when I start working at this dealership, I can convince one of the guys to help me out and get that rigged up.
I'm sure you could.
She wants to make her horn say cuss words in Spanish. That's hysterical.
In Spanish?
And don't
Why
be
not?
Fooled by Rig saying the middle finger's so vulgar.
It is.
Just drive away. The guy has
I got flipped off by an old lady once, and I wasn't doing anything wrong.
It's gross.
Came
Katie.
Up next to me and flipped me off.
Crass.
Like, oh, Riggs will go on the air and spend hours bitching about the fire lane and those people suck and bleep them. But the second we flip somebody off,
we need to
have a different reaction.
Hey, I don't flip any of those people off.
No, but you cuss them out on the radio all the time.
I have never flipped anyone off in my life.
Congrats.
I feel it's so
You're
horrible.
You're less vulgar than me and Katie.
Yes.
Nor do we care.
God.
I almost just spilled a whole Diet Coke everywhere, by the way.
All right, Katie. So you use your middle finger.
I do.
Okay.
Are you giving it to Riggs right now? Because he hates it?
No.
And I don't regret it.
I'm hanging up on you. I just did.
I love you, Katie. Let me know when you get that horn that does Spanish curse words. Terry's in Sheboygan.
What up, Terry?
Today.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, what's up?
What do you use to non-verbally communicate in the car?
Really
other drivers?
Only works on the highway.
Okay.
Even if I know where I'm going, I use Google Maps.
Okay.
It'll tell you construction. You can report cops on the side of the road. It'll tell you if there's cops ahead.
What do you do about the awful people, though, Terry?
Yeah,
like the people that make you mad.
Or
like road rage people.
Somebody's driving without their lights on.
What do you do? Do you flash?
If someone's driving without their lights on, I flash at them, yeah.
Okay. That's
someone's
what
like
I do.
Mad, I'm going too slow, I slow down.
Okay. Can I ask both of you guys a question,
what?
Allie and Terry?
Terry,
what do you do when you see someone that has their turn signal on, clearly not wanting to merge, but it's just like their left blinker's on, but they're in a right lane, so you think they're going to merge over, but they're clearly not.
They don't
so
know
just,
their blinker's
they're zoning
on.
Out. They're just driving with their left blinker on. How do you tell that person, or do you even do it? Is there anything you can say?
Well, I'll let Terry go.
I get
then.
Up next to them.
Yeah.
I'll like give them room for a minute. If they don't, I'll get up next to them, and I'll like make a flashing sound, or like a flashing thing with my hand.
Okay.
Terry's so nice.
And hope that they realize.
Yeah.
You're so nice, Terry.
See, you are. I bet, Terry, you've never flipped anyone off ever, have you?
Oh, I definitely have.
See,
damn it.
That's my boy.
Damn it.
My boy.
Never extended my middle finger to anybody. I won't do it.
There's some people that...
Get with the times,
Riggs. They're road raging.
Nope.
You know, the finger's all you got.
Yep.
That's
I will
what
just,
I'm saying. You have no other way to say bleep you but your finger when you're in a car.
I'll yell. Then what? Now you flip me off. Now what? You feel
now
like a
I
better person?
Yes.
You feel better? Okay,
actually,
then flip me off.
Actually, I do
off.
Because you're annoying.
Go ahead.
If you're acting crazy, yeah.
Good. Well, I'm the bigger person because I just scream at you
you're
in my car.
You're not the bigger person. You
yes,
go
I am.
You do this all the time where you can have your reactions to everything, but then when other people do it, oh, they're out of control. How could they not control themselves?
Because it's
you do
vulgar.
The same crap. Just because you don't
crass.
Hold up a middle finger, but you go off about it on
yes.
people all the time.
Like an
You're
educated
not
human
than
being.
Any of us,
I use
Riggs.
My words to
You're
go
not
after
better
people.
Than us.
I use words,
Whoop-dee-doo.
Not vulgar gestures.
I use words and a middle finger, okay?
No, I just use vulgar
I'm
words.
I'm about it.
Right?
You know, if it's like a young driver or an old person, I won't flip them off.
Oh, you're so kind. I would.
Allie will flip anybody off. Allie flips off her own parents, I'm sure.
I'm flipping off Riggs right now. What
she
are you
is.
Talking about?
Put it down, dude. That's so vulgar and gross. Hey, Terry, thanks for listening, dude.
Yeah, have a good one, you guys.
We appreciate you calling in. Call or text 414-799-1037. We're talking about how you talk to other drivers on the road.
Riggs is proper.
I am proper.
He doesn't say a word to anyone.
Nope. I just yell at you. I'm not going to flip you off. Never. I would never do it. 103.7 Kiss FM. That's Doja Cat, Juicy. One of the greatest songs ever written in the history of man.
Okay.
We're talking about how you communicate while you're in the car with other people. Without other people.
Yeah.
Nonverbal communications.
Yes.
Is it flashing lights? Is it flipping the bird like some trashy people like to do?
I don't know. Lindsay on line two is in Franksville, and she wanted to discuss.
Yes, Lindsay. What do you have to say about this?
All right. I'm a little bit of mix of Allie, a little bit of mix of Riggs.
Oh, yeah?
I won't flip people off only because my 70-year-old grandma did that one time, and someone followed her, and we told her she probably shouldn't do that. And
true.
Yeah.
People are pretty angry nowadays.
They're crazy. I agree.
Flip them off.
Yeah.
But I will I'll throw my hands in the air with the, you know, seriously or
right.
Oh yeah.
Thinking.
Oh my God, I love to do that where I'm like, come on, and I throw one hand up in the air, like flying in the air, like hoping they see me behind them. Come on.
Yeah. I'll tell them thank you because they don't know that I'm actually saying thank and I might be saying something else.
No.
But I get a little passive aggressive from my dad, and if someone's following me too closely, and I'm already maybe doing like five over, and they have other lanes they can go in, I'll wash my windows.
And I've done that before.
Over and gets on there.
Love that. I love it.
I do that. I'll also, if somebody's tailgating me like that and I'm going over the speed limit, I'll move over to the right and then I'll roll down my window and pretend like I'm waving a checkered flag for them to go. Like I'm giving them the go ahead. I'm like, go ahead. Green lights. You're off.
You should get a real flag, Riggs, and literally wave it out the window when people
like a
won't
green
get
flag.
Off your ass.
Go ahead. Pass me, please.
I've done the windshield wiper thing, though. When someone's on your ass, clean your windshield, they'll back off.
That's when they beat you to the red light and you turn and look at them and go, you feel better?
Yeah. You feel better now? Good for you. Show me on the doll where the bad man hurts
nice.
You.
Nice. Well, thank you for
thank
calling
you for
in,
listening.
Lindsay.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Jessica is in New Berlin. She doesn't live there. She just works there. She's on three. She lives in Waukesha.
What's up, Jessica?
Hey, girl.
What's up?
What's
Hi.
Up?
Hey.
Hi.
So, okay, Riggs, with the whole flipping people off thing.
Trashy. Rude.
No.
Okay. Yeah. It's offensive.
This is my girl.
It's offensive.
Because my family uses that as an I love you.
Your family's jacked up. Do you guys Russian?
No, we're not.
You know, they point
now
you.
We're communists if we use our middle finger. Now we're
true
communists.
Story.
Get the hell out
true,
of here, Riggs.
Listen,
come on.
True story. In Russia, they use the middle finger to point things. Like if you go
and
to
it's
Russia.
It's a communist country, brah.
Of course it is. And that's why they use the middle finger there. So when you use your middle finger, you're a communist. There you
I
go.
Point
you just
to
proved the point.
With my middle finger?
You do. You point to the Lord.
This is like one of those weird things where something got ingrained in you as a kid and you can't get past it. It's
can't.
Like how my mom won't let us talk about poop and now I cannot. And it's the same thing. But the middle finger is like, it doesn't even faze me.
It does so much to me.
Where
you're
like, oh, you're an awful, dirty, vulgar person. And I'm like, yeah, well, bleep you.
It's the lowest form of communication is the middle finger. It's the lowest form of vulgarity you can
well,
do.
Well, my middle finger
it's
is still
lazy
in
is what
air.
It is. It's lazy. There you go.
Talk
I said
to anyone.
It. There you go.
You're talking about, you're acting as though I'm walking up to someone in a store that I can talk to and I just flick them off and walk away. No, you're in a car where you can't talk to someone and you have to use nonverbal communication, which is flashing your lights, middle finger, arm in the air, saying thank you when you're really saying bleep you.
I find
you know what I mean.
I also find it cowardly because I don't think you would do that to a person if you were outside of your car, would you? Would you flip someone off to their face?
Are
you
crazy?
Would you flip someone off to their face?
Have you met me?
To their face?
Yes.
That's the worst thing you can do too. That's
what
terrible.
You're doing in a car.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I hate it when he gets goody two shoes on us, dude.
What's that?
If I'm being followed too closely, I'll purposely slow down.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Especially on the highway.
You can't get mad, though.
I was driving in Chicago, and they're speeding to 65 on 290, and there were people doing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
These are my people. What's the problem?
Like there's five lanes.
That's Illinois, man. Yes.
Why are you not going to move over?
Dude, that's like
I'm
a speedway.
Driving?
It is a speedway.
Well,
294 is a racetrack.
Welcome to big cities where they're ahead of us. Okay?
Yeah.
It's
well,
called infrastructure.
Good for them. Good for
I
them.
Wish we had five lane freeways everywhere I go.
I
Trust
don't.
Me. I would love it.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
That's so
appreciate
funny.
You listening this morning. And go flip somebody off.
I'm flipping you off,
I
man.
Know you
of
are.
All the things.
I know. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. When they first said that this was going away, I didn't think anybody cared or anybody. It really mattered to people because it's so old school.
Okay.
But Apple TV is going back on what they're doing with the Charlie Brown cartoons.
Wait. What?
Hold on a second. I'll tell you about this.
Okay.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We're doing Holiday Helpers again, by the way, this year.
Yes.
Where we're helping out kids in need because although it is a strange year, there are still families that may not be able to have gifts for Christmas this year.
And if you've been fortunate enough to keep your job and not have financial issues, a lot of people do this year, and we want those kids to be taken care of. So
you can make virtual donations between now and December 6th at 1037kissfm.com. We'll turn the virtual donations into physical gifts at 1037kissfm.com. Just click the ridiculous-looking picture of Allie and I dressed as elves.
We're so cute.
We are. 1037kissfm.com.
Sarcasm.
Do you remember it was like a couple weeks ago, they said that all of the Peanuts cartoons, like the Charlie Brown Halloween, the Great Pumpkin, the Christmas,
all the
Thanksgiving.
All the boring ones people sit down to watch every year.
They were saying they're all moving to Apple TV Plus, and people were furious. They were, I guess people were upset
that
because
they had to pay for it, and it wasn't just going to be like on CBS at 8 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Right.
Or
so
whatever
I was like,
channel.
Whatever, this will go away. But apparently people raised enough of a stink that Apple TV was like, fine, we'll let PBS air it this year. So Apple TV.
Apple TV said, screw it, we don't even want to.
They
said,
fine.
They're literally taking Karens and going, we don't even want to deal with this problem.
They're saying, okay, Karen, you can watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving on PBS this Sunday. It'll air this Sunday. And then the Christmas one will air on December 13th, on PBS, which is a channel that anybody can get for free if you have over the air.
Can I just say,
it's a free channel.
This is a tradition for a lot of people, but why?
I don't.
Like, I get why when we were kids, there was nothing else to watch. It was like the holiday cartoon. Now it's like,
it's because
Charlie Brown.
Those parents think that their kids now will love it just as much.
But they don't.
They don't.
I've tried.
Because they love all the future stuff now. Everything that's come out lately. Like
with
when you
have Pixar,
why would you? Yes,
would
Jinx.
You like Frosty the Snowman
Jinx.
When you have Pixar? Right. I'm with you. It's boring.
If I can see Buzz Lightyear fly around the air and then Andy catch him and then Woody and a little dinosaur get in a fight, I would rather see that.
All,
yes.
They're all.
It looks real.
I was going to say
it
phony,
looks so real.
But they're all real anyway.
Yeah.
I was being sarcastic.
So if you were really upset about the Charlie Brown specials moving to Apple TV Plus, know that you can watch them on PBS. The Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is this Sunday.
Somebody listening's happy about this.
And
the
Charlie Brown Christmas will air December 13th on PBS. Other than that, you got to have Apple TV Plus.
Good luck.
I love that they caved, though. They're like, fine, Karens.
They didn't want to deal with
fine.
It. They're like, screw it. You
put
can
it
have
on,
it back.
Put it on PBS, but once. Just once.
But tells you they're not making much off of it, I bet.
No. Charles Schulz still makes a crap ton.
Hey.
The guy that made Peanuts. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Every time I read about this, I just get more disturbed. I was about to start crying in this room alone reading about Naya Rivera and her son, her four-year-old son. They have officially filed.
Yep.
A wrongful death lawsuit saying that her death was utterly preventable. Now, it's been filed in honor of her son, who's four.
Yeah.
Her ex, her baby daddy, ex-husband, Ryan Dorsey, filed it in honor of the kid, basically, to make sure her estate is handled well, because she would have made a lot more money over the years, which her son would have had. So they're saying, well, you owe us for that. So in the lawsuit, which was filed on Tuesday, they blame the county, Ventura County, California. Where was she? She was out in...
She was in California.
Yes. Why was I going to the Lake Tahoe area? Anyway, she was in California, Ventura County, and the managers of the lake for her death. They're saying that they're totally to blame. They didn't have a lot of the safety things they were supposed to have on the boat. They're saying that she was listed as a good swimmer and listed her death as an accident, but they said negligence was involved because the pontoon boat lacked a safely accessible ladder, radio, rope, anchor, or other equipment to keep swimmers from being separated from the boat. It also didn't have a life preserver or other flotations, which is a big duh. I mean, if you boat on a regular basis, you should know you're supposed to have those on the boat.
Well, you have to at least offer them, I think, by maritime law.
The manager of the lake said they offered her one and she didn't take it, but he put one in there anyway, yet they didn't find any. So I don't get that. They also said that her son, she did not lift her four-year-old back into the boat. He got it himself somehow. while she screamed for help, and then she drowned. They found her days later, Naya Rivera. The whole thing, every time I read about, I cannot, because I think about a kid not having their mom.
Yeah, and the kid, you know, just the panic, sitting there screaming, wondering where his mom is, not knowing, and the kid being on the boat for a while.
Oh my God.
If anything, this is a cautionary tale to how dangerous it can be on the water, even if you know what you're doing.
You know how many people have died in that lake?
Yeah.
26.
26 people?
26!
How many people fall in the Milwaukee River all the time? It happens all the time, water.
You're probably right. We probably do have a number like that. That's absurd.
Probably
that's
an absurd number.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff's
the safety things aren't being done.
Well, you can put safety things in. They should have more safety things in effect, I would think.
I've gotten stuck outside of a pontoon with no ladder.
It's really high up.
It's really scary because the thing is, she had a current. I can swim really well, but I was panicking trying to hold myself and hold onto the boat. If you have a current, you're screwed.
Yeah.
The only thing that saved me was being able to hold onto the boat with no current.
Mm-hmm.
If there had been a current, it would have been over. Yeah. So if you don't have that ladder handy,
be safe on the water, man.
Please, yes.
You're going to sit there and tell me that a 7-year-old knows more than I do?
Oh, I'm going to school you, bro. Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, by the way. We're Riggs and Allie.
Yeah. Funniest day ever. Yeah. Hudson.
Yeah.
7, just turned. First grade, man.
Yeah.
Learning about history, including Abraham Lincoln.
Ooh.
The election just happened, so they talked about that.
Yeah, huh?
And Hudson started out of nowhere telling me facts about history, Riggs.
Oh, nice.
And it was entertaining as hell, because some of it's true and some of it isn't. And here's where it started.
Oh, God.
So it started out very, very just normal, like nothing too kooky. He just said, out of nowhere one day, "Mommy, did you know that Abraham Lincoln was a wrestler?" And I started laughing. And I go, "Hudson, okay, whatever you say. He was not a wrestler, but Mommy, Abraham Lincoln was a wrestler." And I go, "Well, he was also the president and he was assassinated. Mom," so I looked it up, "sure as hell, Abraham Lincoln was a wrestler."
That's one of those random facts.
No idea.
They asked that once at a trivia night at a pub or something.
What?
And I was like, "A wrestler? There's no way he's a wrestler." And it was true, yeah.
It's totally true. How does my 7-year-old, he must have read some random book on Abraham Lincoln that told him he was a wrestler. Not like famous, but did like 300 matches as a young teen or something.
Yeah.
So Abraham Lincoln was a wrestler.
And
so
this was like before. This is before WWE. This was like your old school wrestling in the gymnasium type thing.
Yeah, what year was he alive? I mean, 1800s? I wasn't even around yet. But so I was like, "Wow, Hudson, you're actually right about that.
Yeah.
You've taught me something I didn't know. Abraham Lincoln was a wrestler in his early days." And then he goes, "Well, here's another one." And I go, "What?" Now I'm like really into it, thinking he's going to teach me something. Mm-hmm. He goes, "Did you know Abraham Lincoln was named after Lincoln Logs?"
What? It's a mighty claim. No.
"Hudson, I think Lincoln Logs were named after Abraham Lincoln." "No, no, Mommy."
"No?
No, no. Lincoln Logs, they were here first. And Abraham Lincoln was named after Lincoln Logs." And I lost it. And I thought, this is why I love kids, because they can teach you something true. And thank God for Google, that I Googled, was Abraham Lincoln a wrestler? And I didn't tell him he was stupid and moved on with my life. He was right.
Yeah.
But the Lincoln Logs thing, I about lost it. I was like, "Oh, you're killing me right now." And he'll say things like, "Did you know Barack Obama was the 44th president of the United States?"
"Yes, I did."
And I'll be like, "I did. Did you know he was the first black president, Mommy?"
Like, "No.
I did, but tell me more."
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's really cute listening to them talk about history, but the Lincoln Logs about sent me over the edge. Okay, now you don't know what you're talking about.
It's so fun when you're a kid and you start learning about history things. Like, given these facts and you're like, "What?"
Right. And
are you
Hudson
serious?
Is a self-starter.
Uh-huh.
He is my kid that is going to thrive in school because he likes it. He likes Owen's the one I got to fight with, you know, who wants to lay on the couch. But Hudson is into the facts, and I love that. He's his
that's
brain.
Good.
That's great, right?
He wants to learn. That's good.
The problem is he can't spread lies like Abraham Lincoln was named after Lincoln Logs.
That's a very funny lie to spread, though.
It's so funny, isn't it?
Of all the lies.
Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. So are there other things that you've learned from your kids?
Maybe
other facts that they've taught you
something?
You?
Or you can always text or call 414-799-1037. Maybe they taught you something, or maybe they just said something so ridiculous you had to laugh and move on. But I had to share that with you today, Riggs.
I had a friend with a kid that learned about the Amazon rainforest.
What do you mean?
Like the literal Amazon rainforest. Yeah. They were talking about it. Yeah. And how it contributes to so much of the oxygen on Earth.
Yeah.
And there's fires that we were worried about not too long ago. And his daughter asks, so they're named after like the package company? They named the forest after Amazon, the website and the package place?
Oh, they thought the website was named after the rainforest.
Yes. Yeah. They go, no, the rainforest is named after the website. Right. Is what they thought. And they were like, no, the other way around. The website was named after the rainforest. But the kid was like, what? Amazon?
No.
Like the website? That
what do you mean?
They named the forest after the website? No, the other one came first.
Oh, my kids ask the questions I don't even have answers to. They'll be like, Hudson will be like, where's the air? I mean, what do you mean, where's the air? It's in the air. Yeah, but why can't I see it? And I'm like, oh, damn. Go away right now. I don't have answers for you on these things. And then Owen will pipe in, there's carbon dioxide.
See,
and it turns into school.
You're much different than me. I would make up something. And I would put lies into their head.
Because you believe in Bigfoot. Of course you would.
Hey, Bigfoot proved to me he doesn't exist, man.
Owen was reading a damn book about the Loch Ness Monster.
Good for him.
I was like, knock it off.
Good for him.
Weirdo.
Expanding his imagination. Good for him. 414-799-1037.
He thinks it's real, Riggs. That's the problem.
How do you know it isn't real?
It's not.
414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. It's Kiss. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 941. By the way, you can still text the Kissmas keyword. Excuse me. Don't text it. This is why people get confused.
Turn on my mic, for Christ's sake. I'm yelling at him on the over here, and he can't hear me.
I don't want to hear you yell at me.
But you're saying the wrong stuff.
I know. It's a mistake. It's a simple mistake. Go to 1037.
Yeah.
Go to 1037kissfm.com. Enter this hour's keyword. It is Eve. E-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
Do it before 10 o'clock, though. All right?
Nice.
All right. We were just learning about some new random facts that you've gotten from your child.
Well, my 7-year-old was learning about the election and Abraham Lincoln and all this stuff, and he was telling me how Abraham Lincoln was a wrestler, and I was like, knock it off. But he really was at one point before he was, you know, a politician. So I laughed, and then Hudson informed me that Abraham Lincoln was also named after Lincoln Logs, which I really lost it then and told him that's not right, but thank you. So
Somebody also texted in to 414-799-1037. Yeah. Something about the grills on the Jeep.
I didn't know this.
I didn't know that either.
It says the reason, because we asked for your like random facts that either you learned or someone taught you. It says the reason the Jeep grill has 7 slots is because they are the only vehicle that's been tested off-road in all 7 continents and passed. And I was like, is that right?
They took that thing to Antarctica? That's
did
awesome.
Did you Google it?
I did Google
and
it. And it's true. 100% true.
Oh my gosh. Now everyone with a Jeep is going to count their grill today.
100%, yes. Just to make sure that there's 7, and that's it.
Pick and save walking up to a Jeep, counting
like
the grill.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that, damn it, there's 7.
Like, what are you doing? I'm going to be like, did you know that your grill has 7 slots because it's passed in every continent, the off-road test?
Well, did you know, Allie?
What?
You're familiar with Costco?
Yeah,
the wholesale store?
Of course.
I love Costco.
Yeah.
Costco sells 1/8 of the entire world's blueberries.
Wow.
Of all the blueberries in the world.
That's a lot.
1/8 of them are sold at Costco because they sell them in giant things too. But yeah, that's crazy about how many blueberries they go through at Costco.
Ugh, blueberries are that thing I always end up with so many of too.
Yeah.
Overbuy them.
Yep.
Because there's just so many,
Ladybugs. You're familiar with the ladybug?
I saved a ladybug's life yesterday. Hudson wanted me to kill it.
It could have been an Asian beetle also. They look very similar.
No, it was a ladybug.
You sure?
I put her on my hand.
Yeah.
While Hudson was screaming, kill it. I said, it's a ladybug. We're not killing a ladybug. We're going to put it out back into nature. And I did that.
Well, ladybugs are the most promiscuous insects. Did you know that?
No wonder I was feeling her.
They have the highest.
We had a connection.
They have the highest STD rates to back that up. Apparently, bugs can get STDs.
Knock it the hell off. A bug can get an STD. Are you joking me right now? 100%
they can. Yes, they can. Yes.
Wow.
I don't know how they test bugs for STDs. Do they have like walk-in clinics where
a
ladybug can go?
That's why I don't get this.
I was drunk last night. Can you test me real quick and make sure I don't have anything down there?
There's an elderbox bug that's got the chlamydia on the porch. Don't let it in.
And finally, here's one that your kids can take home as well. The official medical term for your butt crack is your intergluteal cleft.
My what?
Your intergluteal cleft. is what a technical medical term is for.
Nobody calls it that, though.
No, it's easier to call it a butt crack.
And if you're a girl, sometimes little kids call it the front butt crack.
No, it's not.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.